92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is Chamber Chat. Chamber Chat. Chris Weaver's in the WGHN studio to talk about J-Dubs and J-Ws. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. Thanks for having me.
You're a Chamber Ambassador.
Yes.
And I would imagine, coming from a restaurant background, you probably have a lot to talk about when you're a Chamber Ambassador and you're meeting other people and doing and things. How long have you been doing it?
Chamber Ambassador?
Yeah.
About 2 years?
Okay, so it hasn't been that long.
2 years, no.
Okay, what have you learned?
I have learned that being a Chamber Ambassador is an amazing way to engage with the community. And the Chamber has... For people who aren't members, the Chamber has so many valuable resources.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were going through
that. Give me an example.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
The ESTA thing, the Earned Sick Time Act.
Yeah.
That was a big deal, a big hairy deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chamber had all kinds of seminars, webinars, all of that to help us navigate it. And it really did us a lot of good.
That's awesome.
And the Chamber also offers... one of my favorites is the economic forecast.
Mm-hmm.
And as a business owner,
yeah,
it's so important because I need to know, I need to see around the corners a little bit,
yeah,
so I can manage my businesses accordingly.
Right.
So the economic forecast is great. What he told me gives me an outline of what I should be doing with my business this
year. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's really good to hear.
And as an ambassador, when I wear my ambassador hat...
Yeah. You're constantly changing hats, aren't you?
I have a lot of hats.
You do.
Yeah. Yes. But wearing my ambassador hat, I really enjoy that because I can network with fellow business owners. I can help new people who come to the community that need to help immerse themselves and engage with other businesses. The Chamber Bash is a great way to meet new people, make new connections. The networking is amazing.
Yeah.
And that's our job as ambassadors. One of our jobs is when people come to the bash and they look like they don't really know anybody, or
it could be a little feeling daunting if you're new. I remember walking through those doors going, I don't know anybody, and somebody came up to me and
And I've been in this community forever, and I still feel out of place sometimes, not there because I'm an ambassador, but I can see that in the new people. So we as ambassadors just go up and put them at ease and talk to them a little bit and ask them how we can help them.
That's nice.
It's just a nice way to give back to the community and to further knit us together as business owners and community members.
It's a responsibility because you're attending ribbon cuttings and open houses. You know, you're part of the golf outing and the Jingle Bell Parade. But I mean, you're representing the Chamber. So I think it's a big responsibility. It's an important responsibility.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I think it's a rewarding one as well.
So let's talk a little bit about JWs and J-Dubs. Mm-hmm. Like you talk about the economic forecast, this and that. What has changed in the restaurant industry? Are people eating earlier? Or am I just getting really old?
No.
4 o'clock, please.
No, you're not.
People are eating earlier.
Oh my gosh. The change since COVID is
really
night and day.
Really?
Yeah. It's been gradual over the years.
Yeah.
For example, 31 years ago when I first started this, we were open until 2 a.m. That is just crazy talk.
It doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No. Now we close at
2 a.m.
Wow. And over the years, we close at 1 and then 12 and then 11. And then after COVID, everybody was done early. And I think the youngsters, the millennials and whatever those people are who are younger than us.
Mm-hmm. The hipsters.
They don't go out as much or as late anymore.
Interesting.
I see it in my own kids. I go out way more than my kids do.
And, you know, you're right. My kids don't. You're right. I'm ready for dinner at 4 o'clock.
And we're busy at 4.
Are you busy?
Yeah. Busy at 4 and we clear out about, and this is a little hot tip for listeners.
Yeah.
Come in about 7 or 7:30 because we clear out about that time.
Really?
Not everybody, but... From what I see in my restaurant, people want to eat earlier.
I love that.
Seven is
well, yeah,
key for them.
Anytime I come to your restaurant, to JW's, I get great service. I get a great meal every single time. It's like awesome. Every single time. And that is comforting to me because I know I can bring people from out of town to your place and I know they're going to have a great experience as well. And you're still not going to share that white chicken chili recipe, are you?
I can give you a hot
tip. What is the what's the cheese you put on top? What
That's provolone.
It is provolone.
It's provolone, yes.
And okay, and you bake it, you broil. Okay, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah.
Okay, how is the store doing, J Dubs?
The wine shop is doing great.
Good. Good to hear.
Yeah, we curate such a wide selection of wines from all over the world. With the tariffs and all of that, I don't know how that's all going to shake out. I'm trying to navigate it day by day.
Mm-hmm.
But currently, our wine selection is amazing. And we have knowledge, too. So if you come in and you don't know much about wine, mm-hmm. but you say, you know, I think I like a Pinot Grigio or whatever,
mm-hmm.
we can ask you a few questions and dial it right into what is going to work for your palate. And I have several customers that say, will you just choose a case of wine for me because I know that you know my palate.
Wow, you're that trusted. That's great. Awesome.
It's amazing.
I love that. I love that. Well, I love that you're a chamber ambassador and, you know, they do a lot of great things for the chamber and for the community. And, you know, we have a very active chamber. It's a really active chamber.
Very active.
Yeah, it really, really is. Things. It really, really is. And you're so well known, too, I think, in the community. And you have such a friendly face. You know, you being an ambassador, it's the perfect job for you.
Well, thank you.
Of the many, many, many hats you wear.
A lot of hats.
I know. It really is something, isn't it? Yeah, I'm ready for a 4 o'clock dinner every day. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Marianne.
This is called Chamber Chat.